President of the Polytechnic Teachers Association of Ghana, POTAG, James Dugra, says they will have to meet at Congress to weigh the option of whether to return to the classroom. His comments follow a ruling by the Human Rights Court, which says the strike by the lecturers is legal. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Dugra said the ruling is a wake-up call for institutions of state to sit up.
It is again a wake-up call to institutions to sit up and be proactive and best set on productive development.
But did you in any way anticipate this ruling?
Well, you know, when you send a case before the competent court of jurisdiction, it's a win or lose affair. So we were sure about 60% that our case was good. So we were again seeing that the step that National Labour Commission took was unfair to us because we didn't get any proper hearing.
Well, now the court has ordered you to settle this through arbitration. So when are you starting the arbitration?
Well, the Accra High Court, that is the Human Rights Division, is giving that up to 10 days, they should see the commencement of a compulsory arbitration. So everything, the onus lies on the National Labour Commission to do that. And this is what we have been waiting for all while for them to do. But when we lodged our complaint, it was shelved and for that matter neglected, and they refused or fail to look at our plight.
And again, the court said you could hold back the strike and go back to the classroom. When are you going back to the classroom?
Well, it was not categorically stated, but he indicated that we have the feeling of our students. Actually, we hurry, but our position is that, you know, those of us who went there was just a cross-section of the chairman. Normally, when we want to take such a very crunch meeting or decision, we have to meet as Congress to consider it.
So till you meet as Congress to consider it, you will not go back to the classroom?
Well, that is what I'm saying. Casually or unilaterally, we cannot take that decision because it is against our constitution.
That was the president of POTAG, James Dugra. Meanwhile, the public relations officer of the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa, says they have no objection to the court's ruling. He said as directed by the court, they will go by the guidelines of the arbitration and find amicable solution to the impasse.
The issue that the Human Rights Court actually adjudicated, an issue that was brought by the National Labour Commission. Now, they said that the strike action that they embarked upon was illegal. So based upon that, they summoned them before the Human Rights Court. Now that the Human Rights Court has indicated that it's legal, well, we don't have anything to say about it. I don't know if the National Labour Commission will go on appeal. But the point I also want to make here is that over the past months, what we said as a ministry was that there was the need for both parties, I'm talking about the POTAC, to sit down with the ministry to find a amicable solution to their issue. We started discussions with UTAC. We invited to be part of the discussion. Well, they attended the meeting on two occasions, only to hear that they have actually called a strike action. Now, we haven't abandoned discussions with them. Well, the discussions have always been ongoing. We were at the National Labour Commission. The National Labour Commission actually directed that both parties should enter into arbitration. And that is exactly what we are. We've been working around the clock to ensure that we actually meet during arbitration and then find an amicable solution to the issue. We have been informed by the National Labour Commission to come to the National Labour Commission on Wednesday, that is coming Wednesday, for the guidelines for arbitration. So I would like to appeal to my friends in POTAC that since discussions are ongoing and since POTAC and UTAC have the same concerns, they should be part of the, I'm very sure that the National Labour Commission will invite them to be part of it. If they are invited, they should participate.